The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking Open Championship this morning. And there are a bunch of guys in the mix. Most notably, that's right, that little guy, that young man who's growing up right before our eyes. Jordan Spieth, right there in the mix, man. Third leg of the four Grand Slams that he could potentially take out. Pretty unbelievable stuff. Jeff Rich, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. Jordan Spieth fans rejoice as round three picks up here. It's been an exciting morning for golf, and it's an exciting morning for the sport of golf. So stay tuned. We'll see on Monday if we're three-fourths of the way there.
Yeah, pretty unbelievable, man. This kid has nerves of steel, as you would say, or as I would say, or as anybody would say. Simply unbelievable. Really, really coming on to the golf world, and amazing. I'm glad to see it, to be honest with you. I love that kid. Holds himself so well. Sound looks to me like he has wisdom way beyond his years. Just unbelievable stuff. Anyways, we're just getting warmed up. A ton of things to talk about. Jeff Rich with me for 2 hours. You can be as well. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Ever thought about creating your own private retreat? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a simple way to turn your backyard into an oasis right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
A water feature is a great way to start a backyard retreat because it will work in almost any size space or budget. It provides a visual focal point while the sound of moving water creates a soothing atmosphere and blocks out neighboring noises like traffic. Large or small, the basic components are the same. An upper pool or basin and a lower one. The two pools are connected together by plumbing while a small pump moves the water from the bottom back to the top after gravity brings the water down. You can buy them ready-made or create your own with parts from the hardware store. Planters and urns make great basins since most already have drain holes in the bottom, so you can route the plumbing from one to the other. But remember, the water pump or the water feature must be connected to a ground fault interrupter circuit. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot of sports to talk about, as always. You can get involved in the conversation. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. But get involved. 1-800-878-7529. Jeff, I know you have something that you want to share with everybody, so roll it out, brother. And I 100% agree with you, by the way.
Well, as always, there's a lot going on in the world of sports, but I can't help but come to you this Sunday morning with a very heavy heart for my fallen brothers in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You know, men who signed on the dotted line to give their life for their country, but it's quite simply not like this. Petty Officer Randall Smith, Lance Corporal Skip Wells, Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan, Staff Sergeant David Wyatt, and Sergeant Carson Holmquist. Semper Fi and rest in peace, Godspeed. Just an awful situation. I can't make any sense of what this world's come to when we can't go to the movies, to marathons, to churches, or even office buildings. I don't want to politicize it. I want to thank these men for their service and let you know that you weigh heavily on my mind. Thank you for everyone that signs on the dotted line. I did so myself, and I know that we have listeners out there on the Armed Forces Network. Thank you to all of you for your service and to everyone who has served. I would like to move on at this point, but goodbye and thank you.
Hey, I just have a quick question for you. Why is it that they are not allowed to have their guns or anything on them in these buildings? I'm just curious. I would think personally, that they're always going to be a target, whether it's, a smaller target than another target. But I'm just curious, why are they not allowed to have their guns on them?
Young military personnel are an emotional bunch. It's almost similar to a college campus and, okay. Emotions weigh high just for where these people, keep in mind, most enlisted personnel are between the ages of 18 and 25 years old. And it's just a volatile situation. You might be onto something, where the senior ranking officer can, should be able to carry a side piece, but, I couldn't imagine, a base full of armed personnel. Even when we shot our M16A2s, we kept them in the armory until we went to the rifle range. So it's the way it is. There might be reform, there might be change, and there might not be. But I don't know that anything like this is preventable. When personally, even though I served in the military, I choose not to carry a weapon with me, even though it is my right as an American. And I don't know if it would solve more problems than it would create, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've never felt the need to go out and get a gun or anything myself, to be honest with you. So I understand what you're saying. And I just had a question. I just was wondering. And I think you answered it pretty well, because the truth of the matter is what they're showing there is that, you don't need to have that. And the only times you need to have it is when you're in combat, I think, is basically the lesson, if at least that's what I'm getting from it. So, you know, it's awful, and I appreciate you bringing that to everybody's light. Hey, I want to ask you something else. Happened to catch any of that Brett Favre Packer Hall of Fame induction yesterday?
Yeah, I read the Cliff's Notes on it. I think it was a well-deserved ceremony. And as it was happening with Aaron Rodgers, you took the Packers' side. You understood that Aaron Rodgers was their starting quarterback. Brett Favre may have burnt some bridges, but, you know, we've seen it with LeBron. You know, on a personal level, I've seen it with LeBron James, in his comeback to Cleveland. And, Brett Favre didn't have that same opportunity to return to the, return to the field for the yellow and gold. But I think that this is ultimately the right move. And in hindsight, we'll appreciate Brett Favre as a Packer and long forget his days with the Jets and the Vikings.
You know, I watched, obviously, I watched it. I checked it out. And I had just a very, very open mind going into it. And I'll tell you what, I was pleasantly surprised to see Brett Favre get emotional, to see the fans totally embrace him. It was a special, special moment, man. I'll be honest with you. And I think about all those years with him at the helms of those Packer teams. And I was a really lucky guy, man. I'll be honest with you. You know, I had many, many years with Brett Favre as the man running things for the Green Bay Packers and winning a lot of ball games, some MVPs, you know, one of the best gunslingers you'll ever see in this game. And he was truly a blessing. I'll be honest with you, man. He was a blessing for the Green Bay Packers. He was an amazing player. And you know what? You're right. He had a little bit of a hard time saying goodbye, and rightfully so, man. I mean, you know, even after he left the Packers, he still had a little bit left in the tank, and it just was time for the Packers to move on from all the issues with Brett Favre coming back or not coming back. And that was an ugly part, but the good part was so good, it makes you forget about a lot of that nonsense toward the end there. And he was having a hard time letting go, and Aaron Rodgers was ready to take over the helms. And ultimately, man, you know, going from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers as a Packer fan, I don't think it gets much better. I mean, you could maybe throw out Peyton Manning from Indianapolis and then them going to Andrew Luck. I mean, that's similar, I guess, you know, and obviously it was done a little bit differently, but ultimately, man, we've had 20 some odd years of winning football. I don't know how many other organizations can say that, you know, and there's so much tradition, there's so much love, and there's just something so different and special about the Green Bay Packers, Jeff. And I'll be honest with you, I am so glad to be a Green Bay Packer fan, man.
And you should be. What an embarrassment of riches you have there with Rodgers taking the seat from Favre. You know, a couple of Favre memories that stick out if we're doing a retrospective here. You know, him going out there on Monday Night Football after, you know, very tough weekend. You know, he loses his father and goes out and lights it up. You know, that's up there with him running with the helmet off and back in the Super Bowl, you know, running up and down the field, a young Brett Favre at that point. And just all the memories. I mean, there's not much more, you know, of an icon in the NFL over the course of my lifetime than the Packers at number four. You should appreciate him. It was tough because I took the side of the Packers and I was very anti Brett Favre, but I knew it wouldn't last. You know, even as it was happening, as he was playing for the Vikings and that 2010 season where he just absolutely lit it up. You know, his finest season outside of a Packers uniform by far. Even as that was going on, you knew that you knew the state of Wisconsin would forgive him. You knew the organization would make amends with him, and it's happened. And I can't be happier for Packer Nation and Mr. Favre.
You know, there was one thing that really stuck out to me yesterday from what he said. And, you know, there was about a 20 minute conversation that they had out on the field. And you know, there was a moment when he said, you know, I laid it all out on the line. I wanted to win every football game. I wanted to celebrate with my fans. I wanted to celebrate with my teammates. And he said, you know, this is what really hit me, man. It was like, he said, you know, I put it out there so hard. And what I did is I made people want to play the game like I played. And he was so right, I'll be honest with you, man. I remember playing with my buddies. We would play pickup games, and everybody would be running around thinking they're Brett Favre and trying to come up with a crazy pass to fit it through defenders or whatever and have the guts to do it, man. And he would do it time in and time out. He'd throw an interception. You'd see Holmgren yell at him. He'd go back out on the field, man, and make it happen the next play or something. So that ability to go out there and just give it everything you have, even though you just made a terrible blunder, a mistake that potentially could have cost your team a loss, you just have the heart and the desire to go back out there and make it happen. And that's what I take away from Brett Favre, man. The will, the desire to win, and to do it at pretty much any cost. He always had his teammates back, and so did they. Anyways, we'll be right back. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What the hell's going on out here?
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Little Stevie Ray Vaughan for you there. Crazy to think, man. Crazy to think that his last show was in Alpine Valley. Did you know that, Jeff?
I did not. Yeah, you know, I have a funny story about Stevie Ray. Somebody came, I was at a party last weekend. Someone came in and asked that Stevie Ray Vaughan be played, and when it wasn't, he walked right back out and missed it and skipped the party altogether. So Stevie Ray Vaughan, means a little more to some than others.
Yeah, I mean, Alpine Valley, I don't know if you heard this story, but his chopper wound up coming down, and that was it for Stevie Ray Vaughan, and just terrible, to be honest with you. But, yeah, absolutely, Scott, a freaking legend. I agree with you 100%, man. Just unbelievable stuff. But anyways, getting back into sports. Hey, how do you feel about the Tom Brady deal? I know that decision is coming very soon. What do you think winds up happening with that, Jeff?
I think it stays at four games, unless they can really come up with something that that pushes it. I know that they're going to go to the Federal Court of Appeals if they're not satisfied with the results. And from what it sounds like, the only satisfaction they're going to get is if they vacate all four games of that suspension. So I think that that's at least where it's going to end up with the with Roger Goodell arbitrating it. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, I at this point, I kind of believe it's either four or zero.
Yeah, I mean, this is really we've had to wait. And are you surprised that Tom Brady has been very silent?
No. I mean, you know, that's legal advice, and it's sage legal advice. Keep your mouth shut. Let the process play out. And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think that there's anything that he could say to save any skin. So might as well stay quiet and just try to, you know, just take satisfaction in being one of the greatest football players of all time.
So when the decision is made, and let's say it comes out, he continues and he has the four-game suspension, how do you think Brady reacts to that?
Poorly and with a vengeance. I think he comes out week five and prepared to tear the world up. I think that he's going to play with a major chip on his. I think he's going to play with a major chip on his shoulder, no matter what, because we've tried to take all the validity out of all of his career accomplishments. Even if it's not rational, people are doing that, and I think that he's got it. You know, he's got something to prove. Whether he is suspended four games or not suspended at all, there's a very, very good chance that if he takes the field in the Patriots' fifth game, that they could be 0-4. You know, I know you look at Jacksonville, you look at Buffalo, you know, maybe those aren't the strongest teams, but they have really good defenses to play against an inexperienced quarterback. And quite frankly, I don't think that Garoppolo has that Aaron Rodgers, gene to pick up the game and go in him. And I think that the Patriots are in serious trouble given their schedule at the beginning of the season.
Well, not only that, Buffalo's going to be better this year, let's face it. Yeah, I agree with you defensively, but I'm talking offensively too. They should, at least you would think, they'd be better offensively. So, you know, I think if they can get out of there 2-2 somehow, they got to look at that as a huge victory, obviously, and at the very worst, maybe 1-3. But that 0-4, we know as far as history and statistics go, what that means as far as making the playoffs. So Tom Brady would have to...
Let me ask you this. Can they beat the Steelers without Tom Brady?
I would doubt it. I mean, but again, you know, does everybody come back totally healthy for the Steelers, you know, with Bell and company? Again, I don't know, but no, I would have to say no.
Can they beat the Cowboys?
You know what? I almost feel like the Cowboys are due for a letdown this year. I mean, they kind of shocked everybody last year. I think they're on the outside looking in this year, to be honest with you, as far as playoffs go. But no, let's say, where is that game?
I believe it's in New England.
I think they got a chance, to be honest with you, and especially early in the year, I think they definitely have a chance. But if I'm thinking totally correctly, I would say no. I think that Dallas probably can win that game.
Okay, so that leaves us with Buffalo, Rex Ryan, who's always played them tough,
yep,
at Jacksonville, and Tom Bradley's got a good thing going on down there. Not only with that defense, I think Blake Bortles is the next Roethlisberger or anything like that, but I think that he's better than anything that I've had in Cleveland over the last 15 years, and I think that he's a legitimate player, and they keep adding weapons on that offense. I think Jacksonville you know, I don't think they're a playoff team, but I think the Jacksonville is going to be as good as they've been in years. And Buffalo, you know, so those are four very tough games. There's no such thing as an easy game in the National Football League. But looking at what the Patriots have and looking at how they've lived and died with what Tom Brady's done. I know they went 11-5 with Castle, but you know they don't have that leadership without Brady. I don't know that their defense is that strong, and I don't know that their running game is that strong. So you know, if they're 0-4, they're certainly not down and out, but it's going to be a serious uphill climb for the New England Patriots.
No, I agree 100%. Let's move on to Dez Bryant. He gets that 5-year, $70 million deal, was set to sit out and be a problem. Dallas nipped it in the bud real quickly, and they signed this guy. What do you think?
I think they had to do it. You know, it's funny because I look at wide receivers, and I look at their shelf lives, and it's not quite as bad as running backs, but I didn't think that Dez was worth that money. But you know what people are worth? They're worth what the market bears. And, you know, they're worth what people are willing to pay, and the Dallas Cowboys and, and to that extent, the Denver Broncos without Demaryius Thomas as well, they were not prepared to go into battle without their top weapons. It's a passing game, and you need a marquee receiver to get by, in today's NFL.
Well, and it's the same thing with them. Obviously, he's coming back. They both signed with their respective teams. And let's be honest, you know, in that sense, what you're talking in Denver, Peyton Manning's not getting any younger. We all know that. His chances and opportunities are going by very quickly. So he needs all the pieces to that puzzle to have any shot there in Denver this year too.
Yeah, and he's already without, he lost Julius Thomas, and he's without the well-hyped rookie Jeff Heuerman out of Ohio State. He's not going to have him this season. So, you know, Peyton Manning is only an arm. I mean, it takes two to tango, and you don't have anybody to throw the football to. And see, unlike New England, I'm excited about Denver's running game. I think that that's where the focus is going to be. I think it's going to be like the end of Elway's career, where they relied heavily on TD. I think that C.J. Anderson is that guy. He doesn't come with a lot of fanfare, but you're bringing Kubiak back. You're basically getting the band back together in Denver with a little bit of a different cast. And I don't know that in that situation, Demaryius Thomas is as valuable as Dez Bryant, considering, what happened with the Cowboys running game in the offseason. But, it takes players to win. And, I know that coaching is the big emphasis, but you got to get your guys in camp, especially when you hold their rights.
Big number for Justin Houston, $101 million deal, $52.5 million of which is guaranteed, setting a serious standard for linebackers there. How do you feel about this one?
Worth every penny. If you've seen Justin Houston play, you look around the AFC West, what they have to deal with. You need Justin Houston on the field if you're the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm just trying. My point is that that sets a bar for other guys getting paid.
You got to rob Peter to pay. Well, okay, you're talking about setting the precedent. Yeah, yes. I think that there's going to be some seriously overpaid defensive players over the next couple of years, and the Justin Houston contract is certainly the precedent that every contract is going to be built off of. Agents mm-hmm. were standing by watching, and they got to be excited that if you don't represent a quarterback, you could still get paid pretty healthily.
Really makes you appreciate Russell Wilson if you're an owner of a team, doesn't it?
Of course.
Makes you say, God, this guy's a really good guy, and he's going to play out his contract. I mean, it just doesn't happen like that much anymore. And you made a good comment there about the contracts. Well, my point was is setting a standard and how guys will get paid in the future. And you said, we'll see guys get overpaid. I'm going to make it really, really clear. It happens all the time in the NBA, man. Think about how many guys are way overpaid in the NBA because they see these other astronomical contracts that guys are getting. And like you said, I agree 100% on that note too. They're worth whatever the market will bear. You hear me say that all the time. So I have no problem with it. I just think it sets up the leagues for guys that should be not getting paid the way that they're going to get paid. So it's tough, man. That's all I'm saying is when you pay those kinds of numbers, expect everybody else to want the same thing.
Hey, let me ask you this. You know, there's different salary structures and contracts are set up differently between Major League Baseball, where everything's guaranteed, the NBA, where everything's guaranteed, but you have to trade, you know, those expiring bad contracts become good assets. And then the NFL, where essentially nothing is guaranteed but signing bonuses. What's the best system?
Look, I think, you know, the NFL knows that the potential for a guy to get hurt or have a career-threatening injury is relatively high, let's be honest. And to be in debt to somebody that potentially doesn't do anything for you is absolutely no good to them. So I think the NFL knows what they're doing when you think about it. They pay you for what you do on the field. And if you can't perform, they sort of cut ties with you. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. And you know what? I think the NFL's the best, man. I really do. They have us always wanting more every single year. We can't get enough of it. Everybody else kind of wears us out and tires us out. I think the NFL is absolutely genius. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
What are you looking at?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. We're definitely spanning the globe when you're talking about this variety of music that we're throwing at you. A little Madonna here for you today. Brought you a little Stevie Ray before. I'll tell you what, Scott's got it going on back there for us. I'll be honest with you, man. Anyways, It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot to talk about, people. 1-800-878-7529. Tons of football stuff going on. As we all know, it's literally right around the corner. I can't wait, I'll be honest with you. I really can't wait. We got baseball going in full throttle. And then, obviously, don't want to miss John Poulter. I know that a lot of people look for his segments. We talk NHL hockey and baseball with him. Still on assignment for us at the Pan Am Games. And he'll be back next week to break that down for us, as well as getting back into some Major League Baseball. And then anything happening in the NHL world, we always get with him. Hey, Jeff, I want to get to some baseball with you, but I want to ask you something real quickly about the Open Championship first. No Tiger Woods over the weekend. You know, you had people talking about good opportunity for Tiger to maybe get a victory and whatnot. And I'm sitting here just laughing when I hear these types of things. Jordan Spieth, you know, the up-and-comer, he's got the first two legs with the potential to have the third leg. But I think he sits about a shot behind right now as someone has just jumped ahead at 11 under par. But
the amateur. The amateur, Paul Dunn, has jumped. So I don't think that's sustainable, but it's pretty interesting to see, you know, all the best golfers in the world, and an amateur is besting them all.
It's pretty incredible when you think about it. And that's what I love about golf, when you really think about it, is you think about how many first-time winners there are almost weekly. I mean, yeah, you see the numerous victories that Tiger's had in the past, and obviously we're not talking about majors, but week in and week out, you see a new winner on the tour very, very often. My question is would it have been a bigger story if Tiger would have somehow come out of the woodwork and made it happen and been in the hunt, and not necessarily won, but just been in the hunt? Or do you think it's a bigger story, like I think, if Jordan Spieth could win the third leg of the four majors?
Is it a bigger story if Tiger's involved, or is it a bigger story if Jordan Spieth is chasing the Grand Slam at the PGA Championship? That's what you're asking, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Tiger Woods is more of a tabloid story at this point. He's not just not winning. He's been bad. I mean, going back to what he did in Scottsdale in January, you know, January or February. Looking at what he hasn't done. He's not an important player. Yeah, I contend that if Tiger Woods was playing a team sport, that he would have been forced into retirement because he can't take up a roster spot. You know, that's the place we are with Tiger Woods. Let's turn the page. Let's move on. Let's look at Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson and Oosthuizen and you know Patrick Harrington and everybody that's been at the top of these majors this year. We have had two and a half to this point, two and a half great majors in the year 2015. This is the year to, you know, that you turn the casual golf fan into a regular golf fan. So I think that Jordan Spieth chasing the triple crown, you know, we've had some triple crowns lately. You know, we're having these individual accomplishments happen, and I think that we've just been treated so well over the last 3 or 4 years with landmark events happening in the world of sports.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I, again, man, I'm a huge Tiger fan, but the guy's done, and I almost find it insulting to the other golfers that they keep putting him in the mix and saying that he has an opportunity to win. Make a cut before you talk about winning major championships, you know? I mean, and look, he hasn't been relevant for about 5 years or maybe even more, so especially when we're talking about major championships, you know? Look, the bottom line is his you're right. He's not. He's out there and he's embarrassing himself. You know, I said it before. I don't ever think I ever would have thought that Tiger Woods would be raking his own bunkers. He rakes his own bunkers now because nobody has any interest in watching him play. I mean, yeah, people want to see the great shots, but he has so many bad shots now that it's. Actually, it's almost like watching a 10 handicapper. I mean, it really is. It's sad to see how this guy has fallen, and it has not been gracefully, Jeff. It's been disastrous, if you ask me.
You know, since the debacle on Thanksgiving, you know, I know a lot of people have taken Tiger Woods, and you even saw it with Kurt Menefee's piece at the U.S. Open. But, you know, so many people want to compare Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan, and so many people want to say that the fall that Tiger's had is similar to Jordan on the Wizards. Jordan scored 40 points for the Wizards at some point. You know, he had his glimpses with the Wizards. He averaged 20 points. And I've made this comparison before. He's not Jordan on the Wizards. He's Jordan riding the bus in Birmingham trying to play baseball. That's how bad he looks.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, thinking about that, look, I'm not going to tell you that I understand there's you know, Jordan's time has passed, okay? But I'm going to say this. I honestly think that he could still play 10 minutes in the NBA. And you want to know why? It has nothing to do with his ability at this point. It has to do with his smarts. It has to do with his IQ for basketball. And on the golf course, man, I don't care what your IQ is. You have to go out there and you have to execute the shots, right? So if he doesn't go out there and execute the shots, man, he's done and he can't play. But, you know, basketball is a lot about mentally using your mind as to how to break people down. Golf course, you're out there and you're either breaking it down or it's breaking you down. And for the most part, it breaks you down more often than you break it down. So I honestly think Michael Jordan could still play 10 to 15 minutes in an NBA basketball game and be somewhat effective, Jeff.
Well, I don't know that I agree with that, but I think, you know, the larger point is the Tiger's not playing smart. He's stubborn.
Yeah.
You know, he's fired his swing coach. He's fired his caddy. He's shed himself of all the things that used to make him successful. And, you know, when you cut out all the variables, the only thing that's left is Tiger Woods, the golfer. And, you know, I think that he's stubborn. He doesn't want to adjust his game. He's still trying to play like it's 1997 and he's 21 years old. And it's just not the case anymore for Tiger Woods. You got to play smart golf. And, you know, in making the effort to not make that transition, you know, in rejecting that transition, it's cost him. And, you know, what does it get him? 124th on the leaderboard?
It's terrible, man. It's unbelievable. It's hard. It's honestly, man, it's hard to fathom. Don't you think? I mean, you're talking about, we were talking about him chasing Jack. I mean, this is a guy that was so darn good. Everybody was in the back looking at this guy. I've never seen anybody fall this ungraceful. It's unreal. I can't remember anybody falling the way that he's fallen.
Yeah, I think we're watching Bill Cosby do the same thing, but that's not sports. But it is. It's sad. It's just here today, gone tomorrow. And I don't think that this fall at the on the back end of his career. Yes, most golfers can handle turning 38, 39 years old and still playing at a competitive level. And I think, you know, is it possible, and you know, that you could use this comparison with Kobe as well. Is it possible that you just put too many miles on the put too many miles on the engine before the age of 30, before the age of 32, that he's to turn the corner, he just can't do it anymore because he's played so much golf in his life. I don't know if it's a fatiguing sport like that, but you know, it's one of those things that explains the unexplainable, perhaps.
No, it's definitely a taxing sport. I mean, you know, it kills your back. That's always been my issue with golf is, I'll take too big of a cut at something and wind up hurting my back, and it changes your swing for the rest of the day. So, and we've seen numerous times where Tiger's had to pull out because of a knee injury or a back injury or something like that. And he used a lot of interesting methods. Let's be honest, man. For a lot of his surgeries that he had, he went overseas and had a lot of those types of doctors, overseas doctors, looking at him and doing methods that are not necessarily practiced all that often, like with the platelet stuff that he was doing. So he's definitely done some things in a very interesting way for his body. And I don't know if it's PEDs or whatever, but you have definitely seen a difference in his body. And it's not going to be, you know, like we saw with Barry Bonds, for instance, or someone like that, where they grow when they're 40 some odd years old, and that's just unheard of. We all know that. But it's different, man. He's done something to his body that obviously the wear and tear has taken a toll 100%, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Worth mentioning, Jordan Spieth just put himself back in a tie for the lead after 15 in round three.
Yeah, and I think that and I just watched the putt by the amateur. He literally left it hanging on the doorstep there. I'm not quite sure if that was for par or if it was for birdie, but literally hanging right off the edge and almost went in. Hey, we're not going to have a lot of time to do this, but let's shift gears and get into this a little bit, and we'll get into it more in the hour number two. And Fred Wallen will be joining us, too, from Los Angeles, California. I know you want to talk a little baseball. For some reason, man, that American League East is really, really close. I mean, the Yankees have the lead right now. Tampa Bay's right there, 3.5 back. The Orioles are 4 back. Toronto, 4.5 back. Pretty competitive in that division. Now the Angels are ahead of Houston. It's taken a while for that to happen. I think we all thought it was going to happen, but Houston has hung on pretty well. They're 1.5 back now. That's definitely going to be intriguing. We'll see how it plays out the rest of the way. Kansas City is taking charge in that division. Minnesota, surprisingly, is the team that's right there. Detroit, man, how disappointing are they? 9.5 games back.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Dave Dombrowski's been praised as this great general manager for all these years, and he has Mickey Ilitch's checkbook to back himself up. So it's a nice little safety net that he has. But Detroit's disappointing. It's sad when you have arguably the best hitter of all time, betting third or fourth in your lineup, and you can't turn that into victories. I think that their window is closing. You know, they rely on their ancillary parts too much, and when everything evens out, Detroit's just not as good as Kansas City or Minnesota. You know, Detroit had plenty of opportunities. The American League Central has been weak for a long time. I look at the AL East the same way. I don't think there's anybody spectacular, and I don't think there's a bad team. Save maybe Boston in that division. I think that whoever wins the West, whether it's Houston or LA, I think that they've got a good chance to represent the American League in the World Series, and they will have home field advantage.
Yeah. Do you think the National League Central, with the Cardinals and the Pirates, two of, like, I think maybe the three best teams statistically speaking as far as their records go, are either one or both of those teams a real threat come playoff time?
Pittsburgh and are you talking about Pittsburgh and St. Louis?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think that Pittsburgh's got the pitching staff. I think that Pittsburgh, I'm looking at Pittsburgh and the Angels in the World Series. I know it's a little early yet. You know, we got to see what transpires over the next 12 days and how rosters look on August 1st. But I really think that Pittsburgh, you know, they've got timely hitting. They've got, you know, Andrew McCutchen, who's obviously an MVP candidate. And I think that the top of their pitching staff is going to carry them through the playoffs. As well, you know, they've got to win the division. I don't think that they want to be stuck in that one-game playoff again.
Yeah, we'll see how it all shakes out. Baseball's going to be awesome. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back to wrap it up. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
I think there are probably two goals that are pushing me right now. One is to get the all-time win record. Only 3 back of Sam on that one. And obviously the major record, 4 back of Jack. But I got to put it in perspective. You know, I've done it. This is my 19th year, and I've had 79 wins. That's a pretty good clip. I made so many mistakes.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Real quickly, before we get into it, I got to thank our let you know we are brought to you in part today by Today's Homeowner Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts for local listing and online videos and articles. Go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. And we are also brought to you in part by softhits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, Elton John, Tina Turner, or James Taylor, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online with broadcast quality audio, song after song, is softhits.net. That's softhits.net. Jeff, real quickly before we take a pause for the cause and then come back, hour number two with Fred Wallen, do you think the Arizona Diamondbacks have finally hit the skids and losing five in a row and now five under 500? Have they finally woken up, to be honest with you? And they're not as good of a baseball team as they've been, but have they finally woken up and this is what we can expect?
Yeah, I mean, they are what they are. I think that they're, you know, ultimately probably a 77-win team. And, you know, see the way that, their warts were exposed on Friday night. They had that game in hand against the San Francisco Giants and just couldn't hold on and give it up in the, I believe it was the 12th to 13th inning. So it's just, it is what it is with the Arizona Diamondbacks. They'll probably finish in third or fourth place in the National League West. And that'll be an accomplishment considering they were the worst team in baseball a year ago.
Agree. Anyways, that's going to do it for hour number one. Hour number two coming right up. Fred Wallen is going to join us. He's in Los Angeles, California. And we look forward to it. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.